From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After a long night, the House of Representatives is in recess now that it's passed legislation to cut $61 billion from hundreds of federal programs. Passage of the budget plan came just a few hours ago on a largely partisan vote. Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona told his colleagues from the House floor that major cuts are needed to get the country back on sound financial footing.
If we're really going to get on the right track here, we've got to understand that we have to make unprecedented cuts.
But Democratic Congressman Norm Dix of Washington State said the cuts Republicans have added would be horrible on top of the cuts already in the bill.
This is a meat axe approach on top of a meat axe approach. It's a double meat axe approach.
The House spending cuts largely reflect Republican opposition to federal regulation. It sets up the possibility of a government shutdown if a compromise is not worked out with Senate Democrats. Bahrain's royal family has ordered the military off the streets of the capital as it seeks to start negotiations with protesters to end the unrest there. The move is a key demand of the opposition, but NPR's Peter Kenyon, who's in Manama, says it's not clear what will happen now.
The king has called for dialogue. It's not clear if that's going to happen. There was a cool reception from the largest Shiite bloc. So we're just sort of waiting to see. It seems as if perhaps the opposition is weighing the king's offer, trying to discover what guarantees they have and whether it's a genuine chance for real progress in their demands.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Manama. Things are largely peaceful in Bahrain today, but there are reports that riot police fired tear gas at a group of people celebrating the army's withdrawal. In Yemen, an anti-government protester has been killed and at least two others injured after riot police opened fire on demonstrators marching in the capital for a 10th day. President Obama back in Washington after his West Coast high-tech tour while he was in Oregon. He praised the chipmaker Intel, and as Christian Vodenfensel of Oregon Public Broadcast reports, he says the nation has to make sure it does not weaken math and science education.
The president visited Intel's cutting-edge research factory to highlight what the company is doing to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world.
If we want the next technological breakthrough that leads to the next Intel to happen here in the United States, not in China or not in Germany, then we have to invest in America's research and technology, in the work of our scientists and our engineers.
The president praised Intel for spending millions of dollars a year to encourage students to excel in math and science and to take up careers in high tech. Mr. Obama also used the trip to name Intel CEO Paul Otellini to the president's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvansel in Portland.
And in Washington, this is NPR News. In Afghanistan, there's been a raid on a bank in the main eastern city of Jalalabad. Officials say at least three people are dead and at least 14 wounded, but one account says many more than that were injured. The Interior Ministry says Afghan security forces have the branch of Kabul Bank surrounded. Kabul Bank handles payrolls for many of Afghanistan's police and soldiers. NATO says it's investigating the incident. Four Americans are believed to be held captive by Somali pirates. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi says a U.S.-flagged yacht with the four on board is reported to have been hijacked in the Arabian Sea. A spokesman for Somalia's U.N. mission in New York is calling for the immediate release of the hostages and all other captives the pirates are holding. Another member of the Senate is retiring. NPR's Ted Robbins reports that Democrat Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico says he wants to step aside and allow someone else to serve.
By the end of his term next year, Jeff Bingaman will have been in the Senate for 30 years. A statement released by his office says that Bingaman, who is 67, thinks now is the right time to leave. Bingaman heads the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. He is the fourth Democrat or independent to announce he's leaving after 2012. That could make it tougher for Democrats to hold on to their majority in the Senate. Two Republicans are also retiring. One of them, John Kyle of Arizona, announced his retirement a week ago. A potential candidate for Kyle's seat now says she won't be running. Former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano says she wants to stay with the Obama administration as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.